Americans also have their doubts about the Bush administration's plans for Iraq. A new Washington Post ABC poll shows 50% of Americans approve of the way President Bush is handling the situation with Iraq, and that is down from 58% a month ago. News analyst Daniel Shore says, ironically, the president may be looking to use the poll numbers to justify a war.
The verbal barrage from the administration begins to sound like the drum roll before the caissons roll. On Monday, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld said that non-military options for Iraq were all but exhausted. Yesterday, President Bush said, "It is clear to me now that he is not disarming." In St. Louis today, the president warned of serious consequences for Iraqi generals or soldiers who use weapons against American troops. Yesterday, the White House rolled out a sort of psychological warfare agency, the Office of Global Communications, with a 34-page report detailing Saddam Hussein's apparatus of lies. Tomorrow, there will be a speech by Deputy Secretary of Defense Paul Wolfowitz. The stage is being set for the critical sessions of United Nations Security Council next Monday and what follows. In purely political terms, war at this point would serve President Bush very well. His spectacular post-9/11 approval ratings have been slipping, but Americans generally support military action against Iraq. At the same time, USA Today and Washington Post polls show most Americans disapproving his handling of the economy, 53% in the case of the Post. That is not surprising. The economy remains shaky. Support for the Bush growth package with its huge tax cut is soft in the Republican-controlled Senate. Most of the appropriations for a fiscal year now almost 4 months old remain to be enacted. Most of the states are in dire financial distress, in large part because of federally mandated programs like Medicaid. For a president in domestic trouble, the temptation to change the subject must be great. The Washington Post reports that at a meeting with 15 economists, the president acknowledged that the prospect of war with Iraq created an uncertain climate for business, and so he wanted to get any military action over with as quickly as possible, both for security reasons and because it might provide a beneficial byproduct for the economy. The idea that the economy might benefit from a war is a novel one, but it appears to reflect a growing predilection for a military solution to the Iraq problem, a solution that would restore President Bush to his status of popular war leader. This is Daniel Shore.